The pith of the plant is sliced into strips, which are soaked and pressed together to form sheets. Very conveniently, the organic fibres of papyrus will mesh together without needing glue, and the sheets are then dried and rubbed smooth with a stone. The result is a wonderful surface for writing on. Papyrus went on being used across the Mediterranean until about 1,000 years ago, and indeed gave most European languages their very word for paper. But it was expensive. A 17-foot roll like the Rhind mathematical papyrus would have cost 2 copper deben, about the same as a small goat. So this is an object for the well-off. But why would you spend so much money on a book of mathematical puzzles? Is this the ancient Egyptian version of our craze for Sudoku? The answer is not quite, because to own this scroll would in fact have been a very good career move. If you wanted to play any serious part in the Egyptian state, you had to be numerate. A society as complex as this needed people who could supervise building works, organize payments, manage food supplies, plan troop movements, compute the flood levels of the Nile, and much, much more. To be a scribe, a member of the civil service of the pharaohs, you had to demonstrate your mathematical competence. As one contemporary writer put it,
"So that you may open treasuries and granaries. So that you may take delivery from one corn-bearing ship at the entrance to the granary. So that on feast days you may measure out the gods' offerings."